The legislative session convenes next week, and social advocacy groups are proposing bills to provide economic justice for the poor. Hawaii families earning less than $30,000 a year are taxed deeper into poverty. That, according to Hawaii Appleseed staff attorney Jenny Lee.
Right now, people in poverty or at the bottom quintile are paying 13 cents of every dollar toward taxes when you look at all of them combined. People earning over $375,000 are paying just 7 cents on every dollar of income.
Social advocacy organizations like Hawaii Appleseed, Catholic Charities, and Focused are working to raise the low-income household renter's credit from $50 to $150 per household exemption and provide the tax credit to families earning less than $60,000 annually. Again, staff attorney Lee.
We feel like this is a way to create equity within our tax system and then also make sure that people can afford to stay in their homes.
Lee says the low-income renter's credit has not been adjusted for inflation since the early 1980s. Advocates are also looking at adjusting the state's refundable food excise tax credit to help low-income families. A third initiative is to create a state-earned income tax credit, which would be a percentage of the federal anti-poverty measure. Scott Fuji is a project manager for Focused.
Let's say if you're a household of four and you're getting back $5,000 in federal earned income tax credit. If the state, for example, set it at 10%, you'd get $500 credit back on your state return as well. And really what that is it's an investment on the state's standpoint in Hawaii's working families.
The Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery supports the social advocacy legislative package, but Executive Director Catherine Gian says Hawaii workers need a livable wage, which is more than double the $7.75 minimum wage.
What we're talking about is economic justice, allowing people who are poor, who have multiple children in their families, to amass the wealth that they need, the equity they need, to be able to sustain a basic standard of living for their families and their future generations. And that's what every person deserves.
Focused Executive Director Scott Morishige says the Social Advocacy Alliance will be supporting the broad range of economic justice measures as its top priorities.
You know, these bills don't only help the families financially. There's new studies, you know, that have been coming out recently that indicate putting a little extra money in a family's pocket, you know, as low as $1,000 extra a year, really help to improve math and reading scores for young children. So it has a broader impact than just the financial.
According to Hawaii Appleseed, more than 130,000 island residents live in poverty, including 41,000 children, which equates to more than 14% of the state's keiki. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.